So we're here at Google Campus at the end of a very exciting Camden Hack Day. And who am I talking to?
Councillor Theo Blackwell. I'm the Cabinet Member for Finance in Camden.
So, Theo, what have you made of today?
I think it's been absolutely fantastic. What we've had is people from private industry getting together with people from all around the council, different council departments, using public data and trying to find solutions and how to, and trying to find solutions not only that work but can be delivered at a cheaper price than what we're doing at the moment.
And what was it brought Camden to this point, though, to organise an event like this?
What brought us here is really our experience of setting the last budget, where it was tough. We had £83 million worth of cuts, but we questioned whether we'd fully made, where we'd fully done a deep analysis of where we were investing money. I think now, having looked at it again, if we really use, but my view is, if we really use our data in the right way, we'll be able to invest in things much more wisely that give better outcomes. And I'll give you one example. It's the example of people in people with using luncheon clubs, and we ended up cutting luncheon clubs. Whereas, if we find the data works in our favour, that's exactly what we should be investing in, because essentially they are preventative.
And do you see anything here today that you think you can immediately take away to use as a solution, or are there groups that you might want to work with going forwards?
There was some really interesting work on housing and housing repairs. That's a big spend from the council. It's also an area where we get quite a lot of challenge from people, because they don't think we're spending our money wisely or that we've neglected buildings. And I think the way in which they've come up with some solutions here can restore confidence if people can see almost in real time what happens and why we're making the decisions to invest in one place as opposed to another. That will build some confidence amongst our 28,000 tenants and 6,000 leaseholders.
Now, in the room today, you had quite a cautious release of data. It was you shared quite a lot of council's private data, and it'll be deleted at the end of the day, which is a very sensible point, maybe a cautious step. Do you think we'll see a move to greater systematic openness in Camden?
To be honest, I think in the 4 months since this idea first germinated, to get to a stage where a council is sharing data so openly is progress. Obviously, on a political level, I was very much pushing for it, but within the bureaucracy sometimes you get resistance over this data. And I think this is a dry run of things that we can do in the future. And I'd like, this is obviously an experiment with people outside of Camden, but imagine what we could do with people inside of Camden who provide that extra challenge and also extra local twist on things. And that's when you can really, I think, get results.
Great stuff. Thanks very much.
Thank you.